Commentator John McWhorter would like the nation to acknowledge the horrors that white racism inflicted on black people in the past. He says the country should also pay attention to the black-on-black violence taking place today.
June has been quite the month for re-examining our racist past. First, Emmett Till's body was exhumed for an autopsy. Last week, the Senate passed a measure apologizing for not passing an anti-lynching bill in the past, and yesterday in Mississippi, Edgar Ray Killen was convicted for manslaughter for ringleading the murder of three young civil rights workers in 1964. It's important that we come to terms with these white-on-black homicides, even after decades have passed. But here in New York, just last week alone, there was a string of black-on-black shooting deaths among young men. Last Thursday in Harlem, Phoenix Garrett, just 15, was selling homemade CDs on the street for pocket change and got shot dead by a 13-year-old after an argument. Then, Saturday in Brooklyn, Linnell Player, a father of four, was shot dead after a cookout by people who wanted a little less competition on the aspiring rapper circuit. The next day, just 20 blocks from where Phoenix Garrett was killed, a 21-year-old man was shot dead while waiting for food at a McDonald's. The tragic thing about all three of these episodes is how ordinary they are today in New York and other cities. The very worst days, at the height of the crack epidemic, are now past. But we're talking degree here, and still, today, to residents of the neighborhoods these men lived in, these episodes are tragic but passing events. We all know that there's no single solution to the casual violence among black men from struggling neighborhoods. Crack is cheap. Guns are easy to get. Not enough fathers, not enough low-skilled jobs. We can argue the politics forever, while one man after another is getting shot dead for nothing. If we're really interested in change, then we need to find out what works. And look around, and you see that there are plenty of people across the country who are showing us. Is it absent fathers? In Boston, Reverend Eugene Rivers' 10-point coalition helps give young men the guidance they missed. And from 1995 to 1998, not a single person under 17 was killed in Boston. Is the problem jobs? The New Jersey Institute for Social Justice has helped 157 young folks get apprenticeships in construction in Newark. Go to Indianapolis, and the Police Athletic League is taking kids off the streets and teaching them boxing. Grades are going up. It's time for us to develop a minor obsession with organizations like these. People seriously interested in saving lives should be more interested in the question what works than the question what keeps things from working. Much more interested. It's time for names like Linnell Player and Phoenix Garrett to resonate with whites and blacks just as Emmett Till's does. What Edgar Ray Killen did is horrific indeed, but in a way it's safer to contemplate. The actions of a transparently backwards person in an era that's now historical. What about young black men Till's age being killed right now? To them, the fact that their killers are the same color as they are is no consolation. When we acknowledge the horrors that white racism inflicted on black people in the past, our nation advances morally. But if the plight of Natalie Holloway in Aruba touches us more deeply than the plight of one young black man after another right under our own noses, then I wonder whether we've advanced nearly enough.
Commentator John McWhorter is the author of Losing the Race. His new book, Winning the Race, is due out in February. He's also a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute in New York.